The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, players share their most embarrassing moment.
What do you mean nervous?
Just my body got nervous.
And who is Jadeveon Clowney impersonating?
Let's go, guys.
Texans Buzz starts now. It's our favorite time of the week again, Texans Buzz. We're so excited to have you, especially off that big overtime primetime win.
Yes, we're still recovering from all the excitement.
And another primetime game, so you got to recover fast, Mark.
Yeah, we're not on in primetime. We're on here in the middle of the night. But we appreciate you being with us. Great show for you tonight as DeAndre Hopkins gets interviewed by the Kid reporters. He's asked about Odell Beckham Jr. And we've got giraffes attacking Texans. Does it happen?
That did not happen. But first, let's get you caught up on what did happen in the stadium this week.
How you doing, Romeo?
I'm good. Yourself?
You're doing great, I think.
It felt good. You know, I haven't been in the end zone since last year, so, you know, for me, it was a blessing.
Some of your former teammates, they seem extremely motivated. And I think they're being a little bit facetious about wanting to, quote, kill you. But, you know, just what do you think when you see and read comments like that or you hear of them?
Seems like they miss me.
It's going to be a tough and hard environment, but I think that's exactly what Brock wants and what Brock needs to keep completing and building on his legacy.
Yeah, you know, that's what everybody, you know, dream of growing up, you know, playing Monday Night Football, you know, you're the only game on TV, and the whole world watching, so.
Man, you got to get used to and love the fans of Houston, man, because they just want to win. And that's it.
Given that you appreciate what a guy like Robert Nelson has done, he was so excited just to have an opportunity, and then he goes out and makes a huge play.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, after the game, I went to go see my daughter and my dad more excited that Rob got the pick than actually seeing me. So I'm like, all right, forget you. I'll just go to my daughter. So.
That was A.J. Boye talking about Robert Nelson. He actually spent some time with the Boye family growing up.
Yeah, so that's very cool, all in the family. And it might have been a tad embarrassing to have his dad not come up to A.J. after the big win.
But that's not as nearly as embarrassing as what Kareem Jackson found out from some of his teammates.
Your most embarrassing moment, and why?
My most embarrassing moment? Oh, I would say my first time trying sushi. I picked it up with my hands first, so that was pretty embarrassing. And I was around some international people, and then I put too much wasabi in my soy sauce.
Too hot.
So I had to act like, you know, like I liked it, but really, you know, my mouth was burning.
So that's
probably my most embarrassing moment.
Part of when, I don't want to say that one. I can't say that one. In high school, I thought I was getting an award, and they called somebody else's name.
That's always embarrassing.
So I stood up.
Oh, man.
All right. That's probably my most embarrassing moment right there.
I had a really bad moment as a kid. I was at a water park, and there was a snake in the water, and I was alerted that there was a snake in the water, and I just got a little nervous.
What do you mean nervous?
Just my body got nervous, and I saw the snake, and I just kind of got frozen still, and my body just did stuff on its own. Now you know something else about me.
Oh, man.
But I'm at peace with it now, so I can talk about it with you all.
Oh, man. My body probably would have did the same thing, man, if I saw a snake, man.
I was a kid, though. I got to throw that out there. So I wouldn't do that in my adult life.
I probably would in my adult life if I see a snake, man.
Mark, I was there when they shot that, and funnier than Dwayne's story, which was pretty funny, was Kareem's reaction to the story.
And he has great teeth.
He does have great teeth. What's your most embarrassing moment?
On the air once, I was doing a hockey game, this was a long time ago, and you talk real fast doing hockey. I wanted to say flings the puck, but it came out wrong.
you said flings the puck?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I like Rihanna.
She's a star.
Work. I like that.
It's not all work. We have some fun with Jadeveon Clowney, too. And DeAndre Hopkins meets our kid reporters.
So who do you think is better, Odell Beckham Jr. or you?
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. You know, we know a lot about Jadeveon Clowney, but we kind of don't. We know what he does on the field. But this week, Drew catches up with them.
Yeah, Drew digs deep with these guys and often catches them by surprise.
Jacking fools up across the land, knifing through the line, gonna tackle you, man. Hope you're getting ready to get dropped, son. Introducing Jadeveon.
Yeah, what he said.
Last week, Christian Covington was on the show.
Oh, Lord, it's this show.
And this is what he did.
Oh, look at him. Got a yo-yo going on.
What is that?
Did he walk the dog for you guys?
So this is a talent show, basically. What's your talent that you're going to do for us?
You picked me on the spot. I don't know, man. I really don't.
You're being coy because we know you're an excellent harmonica player, so... It's really not a harmonica in there. It's just, it's like a tool set. I was just joking. It's like a wrench. Halloween's coming up.
Okay, what I'm going to be, right?
What are you going to be?
Well, me and my girl was coming up with something, and we watched Friday the other day, and she's going to be the girl on Friday, and I'm about to be Smokey!
What's the best Halloween costume you've ever worn?
I used to wear the screen all the time with the bloody face, the run down the face. I used to wear it all the time. I scared my little cousins all the time. They'd cry, go to their running their mom all the time.
Do you scare anybody these days?
No, I'm gonna get somebody this year. I got my son now. He's one. I'm gonna scare him so bad.
You were the number one overall pick in the 2014 draft. Okay. Let's flip things up. What would you be the last pick in a draft if they had like the draft for like harmonica
probably
players?
Golf.
Golf.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I went to top golf. I can't hit it nowhere.
That's one of your off-season hobbies or, you know, like goals?
Not right now because I'm focused right now on football, but when I'm done, I'm going to try to play golf.
Get with Leckler. He's awesome.
I heard. That's all he talk about.
Yeah, fishing too. He's a good fisherman.
I can fish.
Yeah? What do you, like saltwater or fresh?
Yeah, both. I used to go fishing all the time. My granddad all the time.
You go on a boat? You go on a pier? You go
both.
Okay. He gets in the water. He puts on the waders? Like,
no, no. It's not me.
Right, because you're worried like snakes and sharks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared. Yeah. I don't go anywhere I can't run from, really.
Weirdest tattoo you have?
Weirdest? I don't know. I guess it's Gamecock right here.
Gamecock. What celebrity would you most like to meet?
I don't know if I should say this, man. My girl might be watching. Rihanna. I like Rihanna.
That's legitimate.
Yeah, I like Rihanna.
She's a star.
Work. I like that.
We polled a group of your teammates
okay.
before the season, and you were the runner-up to Charles James for the loudest laugh.
Clowny. You always hear him on the other end of the locker room.
That's not right.
Who's got the loudest besides you and Charles?
Kevin Johnson. I mean, I laugh, but not as loud as them two. I'm probably like fifth. Whitney laughed pretty loud when he laughed. Show all his teeth.
He's got a nice smile, though, right?
Yeah, quirk. Sure.
Time to play Say What?
Say what?
Presented by I.W. Marks with Jadeveon Clowney. Singing?
He's singing.
Bob Dylan?
Got a nice hair.
Michael Jackson?
No.
Prince?
No. He's still alive.
Oh, Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Okay.
Brock.
Quarterback.
Pass before you come here.
Oh, Denver. Okay.
Just going to open this thing up.
Car door.
Nope. You're going to back your car out of it.
Oh, the garage.
Yes.
Okay.
After we score, he's doing push-ups.
Toro.
Got it.
Winnie Merciless.
Close. Okay, let me try this. Let's go, guys.
Hey, Brian bless. Cushing. Brian Cushing. Okay.
I really like seeing Jadeveon joke around like that. He's the fifth loudest laugh on the team. I didn't know that.
And you know what? We have something in common. People ask me what my weirdest tattoo is all the time. All the time. And I just won't talk about it.
Well, that's something that did not come up in our next segment, but other things did with Kid Reporter and DeAndre Hopkins.
So, DeAndre, you're used to being double-teamed by cornerbacks. Well, we're going to double-team you today at Kid Reporter.
Don't hurt me, man.
It's not that bad.
All right. I'm going to have to call my mama.
Okay, who was your favorite sports player when you were a kid?
My favorite sports player as a kid would have to be, that's a good question, LeBron James.
Oh, LeBron James. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
So, who do you think is better, Odell Beckham Jr. or you?
Myself, of course.
Yeah.
Who do you think is better?
You.
That's the answer you better
take. Yeah, and that Odell Beckham catch, everyone thinks it's historical. But you caught the same catch. The disappointing part is that it was called back last year.
I still caught it, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That was an awesome catch. That's my friend. Yeah. But I think I'm better.
And I think that Odell Beckham Jr. is overrated.
I mean, he has put up good stats since he's been in the NFL.
A little bit overrated.
He has a great quarterback.
You a little bit underrated.
We should let them come to every game.
Mark, I think the Kid Reporters will be very happy to know that DeAndre Hopkins wants them at every game.
Yes, and their parents are going to have to spend a lot of money getting them there. And they were more impressed with DeAndre, I think, than any other athlete they've interviewed so far.
Yeah, I think he was definitely their favorite. And getting him to talk about Odell Beckham Jr., that was funny. He danced around that very well, though, I thought.
Well, they're friends, but we could make national news with this.
Next on Texans Buzz, Dwayne Brown answers fan questions. Hey, it's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. And unless you're living under a rock, you know that the Texans won in an overtime thriller against Indianapolis on Sunday night. Let's rewind a little bit and take you back to the pregame festivities. We had Cassidy Pope singing the national anthem. She won The Voice in season 3. And then the band Perry, they were here having some fun with Toro. They did the halftime performance. And then, of course, how can you forget Jose Altuve, our home field advantage captain. It was his first NFL game, and hey, he's good luck because the Texans won, so he's got to come to every game, don't you think? A lot of fun meeting all those guys, and then let's get to the game. The game was fun in itself too, right? DeAndre Hopkins, people probably wondered what does it look like to run out of a tunnel. Here you go, bird's eye view from behind number 10 in a blackout stadium. How cool is this? Lamar Miller tweeted this out, and the University of Miami picked up on it and summed up his touchdown play with lots of emojis. All right, next, how do you celebrate a big overtime win? You go to the zoo, and some rookies did that this week. Braxton Miller, Will Fuller, Tyler Irvin, they all made some kids' day at the zoo this week. And you know what? Rookies helping rookies. We've also got Tom Savage helping some rookies. Him and Jalen Strong, actually. They want Will Fuller to get some cheesesteak, and this has been a running theme for our Philly guys. Well, this week, they may have their answer. Those three could be the poster boys for Philly cheesesteaks in Houston. And speaking of poster boys, that's going to bring us to our Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Mississippi State has taken out billboards across the country for some former players in the NFL, and this time they picked none other than our very own Bernardrick McKinney. We saw some digital billboards pop up over the weekend, and they tweeted this out after the big win on Sunday. So you put up a billboard, and Bernardrick McKinney gets a big sack in overtime. Worked like a charm, Mississippi State, and might I suggest that maybe Denver could use a billboard or two. Just throwing that out there, you know. We got plenty of time to do so. All right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.
Some terrific stuff there. Jose Altuve had to be explained much about the game of football.
I was a little starstruck when I got to interview him. Yeah, I was
super
excited.
Are you taller than him?
I am taller. I was also wearing heels, so
But you can't hit the baseball as well.
No, I cannot.
And you saw some zoo preview. We've got more coming up from the zoo later on in the show.
But first, some of our fans submitted questions through Snapchat, and Dwayne Brown answered them.
Aside from playing on Sundays, what's the best thing about wearing that jersey? Playing in the NFL was always a dream of mine, you know, something I thought about often. So being able to have and wear a jersey with a team logo on it, Houston Texans logo, with my name on the back, you know, nothing like it. What's your favorite college team? Well, if I had any other team besides the school I went to, then I would be a terrible person. So Virginia Tech Hokies, it's my favorite college team. What's your favorite music to listen to before the game? I have a pretty extensive game day playlist. Jay-Z, Gucci Mane, Pastor Troy, Kanye West, and a list of others. How do you like your steak cooked? Medium well is as far as I can go. So well done sometimes, medium well usually. No further than that. Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands? Hands for feet, I guess.
Mark, you'd be surprised how many fans wanted to know how Dwayne ate his steak, but the answer was really surprising.
He wants it burnt, practically, okay? If you order medium in Texas, by the way, it's still kind of, I think it's very red.
Are you a steak snob?
I'm a snob.
Sounds like it.
Snob.
Fun at the zoo. Next on Texans Buzz. Welcome back to the final segment of Texans Buzz. A little earlier in the show, you saw some rookies at the zoo and likes and stuff.
Yes, and you're going to see more now. Welcome to When Animals Attack. Not really, but take a look.
On Tuesday, the Houston Texans partnered with the Houston Texans YMCA, Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston, and the United Way for their annual hometown huddle. This year, the event took place at the Houston Zoo and Houston Texans Enrichment Zone, where children enjoyed a fun-filled day of Play 60 activities and learning.
DJ Reader with the Houston Texans, and we're out here at Play 60. We have Will Fuller. We're out here at the zoo today. Will, when you were growing up, what was your favorite animal?
Growing up, my favorite animal was probably a cheetah.
You like cheetahs? Why you like cheetahs?
They're fast. I mean, they're amazing how fast they are.
I mean, you're fast. They're fast like Ricky Bobby. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I always want to go fast. What'd you like about, what did you think was cool about a giraffe?
The giraffes are real cool. I don't know how they're so big. All they eat is lettuce. I don't know how they're so big, but it was cool feeding them.
One of them almost took our ear off today. They were a little aggressive.
Okay, get a little closer.
Oh! You have fun with the kids today?
Yeah, we were doing hula hoop stuff.
Can you hula hoop? You a good hula hooper?
We had a competition with the kids and we were 0 for 4. So,
0 for 4?
I think we lost that one.
I lost. Come on, man. All right. Well, we had a good day out here. Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun.
We had fun today. You know, we checked in at the zoo. It was a great time. Go Texans.
Go Texans.
3, 2, 1, go!
Technique!
Oh,
God!
Technique!
Let's go,
I won that one.
Okay,
Mark, that was so gross. Steven Anderson with the lettuce on his shoulder. I don't know who put him up to it.
Fine.
It was so gross.
They're so cute. They're like little house pets. Actually, speaking of cute house pets, that dog is back.
Come on. Can't do nothing against his defense, bro. This is good. Come on.
Mark, we finally did it. We beat the dog. We took a lead on him this week.
Yes, but we have to hang on to the lead. And I'm not playing the dog in Madden because I think he might win.
Speak for yourself. I'm taking the lead next week. And that's going to do it for our show this week for Texans Buzz. Thanks so much for watching. We are so excited about the Monday night game against Denver. And we're going to get you excited for it, too.
What is best for the team? The only thing that matters is, are you willing to help the team win?
Don't get no bigger than this. Every play, give it all you got. It's the next step. It's only an opportunity to take advantage of it.
Let's go, man. 1-0, 1-3. 1-2-3. 1-0.